Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 9th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we normally prepare these messages each weekday morning. We were not able to get a message off yesterday. We happened to be down here in Williamsburg, Virginia. Did not have internet access. It's our goal each weekday morning to prepare these messages and hopefully to encourage others in their walk with the Lord. Today we titled the message, The Preface. The scripture text is from Isaiah 40, 22-24.
He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff.
Well, as I mentioned, we are visiting in Williamsburg, Virginia. We toured the Jamestown settlement where in 1607, that would be 400 years ago exactly, the colonists first arrived from England and established the very first English colony in the New World. The first settlers, we learned, endured an unimaginable hardship, and we had debated even whether to place some of the things the tour guides told us. Among other things, they ate their own shoe leather. I considered whether any of these people, even in their wildest imagination, considered that tourists would be traipsing the grounds where they lived 400 years later, or that their lives had any special historical significance. I sure haven't given much thought about people living 400 years from now.
We heard a message last weekend by missionary Phil Jackson that illustrated our present life as a brief preface to a book that really has no ending chapter as we live on through eternity. Presently, all we know in our own life and that of others is the preface. We really have so little comprehension concerning the rest of the book.
Well, what a powerful perspective is found in all of Isaiah 40. It is surely one of the greatest expressions of the glory and majesty of God in the entire Bible. What candid bluntness regarding the puniness of man, and specifically leaders, as we apply this scripture to the rulers of our day. Maybe you'd like to review the daily text. History verifies the truth of this verse over and over. Are we any different today? I suspect each living generation considers a special significance to their own. But the Bible tells us, generations come, generations go. And so will ours, just like the people who lived in 1607.
The main thing is preparing ourselves spiritually for what follows this brief life, which is merely the preface of our book. But so many give little or no thought to this preparation because their minds are on earthly things.
At 40 years of age, Moses made a critical decision to identify with God and his people. We read that in Hebrews 11, 24-26, and allow me to read it today. In fact, I'll ask Brooksine to read it.
By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
The titles, pleasures, and treasures in his day paled in comparison to what God has to offer. Well, we've used a lot of scripture to consider today, but let's conclude with that last phrase. He was looking ahead to his reward. That ought to also be our primary outlook today. Are you looking ahead to your reward?
Let's pray. Father, help us to count the cost before we indulge the pleasure of sin. Though it may bring momentary pleasure, it can also leave a lifetime of regret and cost us far more than we ever intended to pay. Instead, we want to enjoy the lasting pleasure of doing that which is right as we look ahead to our eternal reward. Nothing in all of this temporal world can compare to the sin-free splendor of heaven or hearing your words of commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. There's always also a question on how technically things worked out when we work out of a motel room. Now we have to go find an internet access place, wireless internet. It's a joy to share, though, and we're grateful for those that appear to appreciate our ministry. And again, we were not able to get a message off yesterday. We expect to be back home later today and back on a regular track from our home office tomorrow. We do have several pictures up on the website today, as well as a song. The song is a popular contemporary Christian song that many, of course, will probably recognize, but it seems to go with the message. It's simply titled Forever. The pictures are pictures we've taken while down here in the Williamsburg area that you may enjoy. Well, have a blessed day. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord. Keep that eternal perspective.